I hope it's certainly clear if you're tuning in this morning that you know that God loves you, because we're glad you're here. We're glad you're a part of this radio listening family, and we're certainly glad you're tuned in on this Testimony Tuesday, April 24th, 2012. And as you know, if you've been tuned in for any period of time, we've had a practice typically for, I don't know, a number of years to have our Testimony Tuesdays, where each and every Tuesday we usually had a guest, maybe an author, artist, musician, a local person, or somebody maybe even known internationally that's been a part of the program. Well, about 7 months ago, we began the whole new concept of Markin' Friends, where we've had a number of friends and testimonies on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Friday. We have Joey Kroll on Thursday. And most of the time, the last about 5 months, Jason Schiffo on Wednesday, but we've had a number of different guests. And one that I'm excited to share with you, we've talked a lot about him. You've heard about his name. You've known about the ministry work he's been involved with as our director of the Singing Men of GNN. So on this Testimony Tuesday, we say, Stephen, I'm glad you're available. Thanks for being a part of today's broadcast.
Hi, Mark. It's great to be with you.
Before I begin with a special reading, Stephen, and talk a little about some of your faith story and some of the ways you see God at work in and through the Singing Men of GNN, and then I'd like you to share a little of why this verse is important and some of the things you've learned about God having you, I don't know if it's so much stand up for yourself, but realize anew that He's created you, He's named you, He's given you gifts and talents, He desires to work in and through you. We're going to talk a little about that and why this verse is special, but I want to alert our listeners because this morning's program does re-air in the evening. So if you're hearing the morning edition of Markin' Friends, the Tuesday edition, there's still time for you to head out or plan to join us at the Olive Garden restaurant anytime between 4:30 and 6:30, because we're going to have a grand old time, and Stephen McCleary, who's with me right now, will be a part of the meet and greet along with Joey Kroll. You're familiar with him on Thursdays. He does our public service announcements and has a program called Sunday Worship with Joey Kroll. I'll be there. Nancy Miller will be there. So we'll have some radio staff there. And then singer-songwriter Dr. Phoebe Lanier, she's going to sing a few different gospel selections. She just came out with her first CD, and she'll bring copies available to sign and sell to you, along with Scott Waddles. Those of you that were tuned in yesterday, you know he's an Elvis tribute artist and sang a little portion of a song yesterday. We had some great feedback on that. He's going to do a few Elvis selections and also a few of his own favorite numbers. And I think, Stephen, you're going to back up. You're going to bring your guitar and maybe assist with some vocals and sing too.
Mark, I'm not bringing my guitar because it's going to be on a track, and I'll sing with Jim Gunther, and we'll back up Scott Waddle.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We've kind of changed plans because now Jim's going to set up a little sound system, and so that gives us a couple more options of what we're going to do. So, yeah, you're going to sing some backup. Okay, I got to pull out that you're going to be bringing your guitar, but you do play the guitar. I do know that.
I do play the guitar and piano. On this particular thing, Scott's going to sing the solo, and Jim and I are going to back him up like they used to do with Elvis. They had a quartet that would usually back him up, and then he would sing gospel songs, but we're going to do it with two of us.
Okay, great. And then finally, we're going to have Dina Mum, who's a poet and author, and she's created a greeting card line with a number of these photographs that she's taken over the years. So she will do a couple poetry readings. So we're going to have a lot of fun. So I want to make sure that our listeners, if you can make plans to join us anytime between 4:30 and 6:30, the Olive Garden restaurant has discounted all the dinner meals. Actually, it's exactly $2.50 off, which is about 20% off your meal. And so they're going to do that. We're going to have a $25 gift card, a drawing to give away. You'll see be some great news radio prizes and some other giveaways. So come on out, join us at the Olive Garden restaurant anytime between 4:30 and 6:30. Also, let me mention now, at the end of the broadcast, we'll have a call-in for 4 tickets to Shrek. That's going to be at the U of I Assembly Hall this Thursday, April 26th at 7:30. So be listening at the end of today's broadcast during the morning edition of Markin' Friends, and also when we announce the call-in when this re-airs tonight. An individual that calls in will get 4 tickets. So be listening for me to officially say it's time to call in. Okay, without further ado, I'll begin reading from Acts chapter 6, beginning at verse 8. Now Stephen, a man full of grace and power, did great wonders and miraculous signs among the people. Opposition arose, however, from members of the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, Jews of Cyrene and Alexandria, as well as the province of Cilicia and Asia. These men began to argue with Stephen, but they could not stand up against his wisdom or the Spirit by whom he spoke. Then they secretly persuaded some men to say, "We have heard Stephen speak words of blasphemy against Moses and against God." So they stirred up the people and the elders and the teachers of the law. They seized Stephen and brought him before the Sanhedrin. They produced fake witnesses who testified, "This fellow never stops speaking against this holy place and against the law, for we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs Moses handed down to us." All who were sitting in the Sanhedrin looked around at Stephen, and they saw that his face was the face of an angel. Then the high priest asked him, "Are these charges true?" To this he replied, "Brothers and fathers, listen to me. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham while he was still in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran. Leave your country and your people, God said, and go to the land I will show you." And then the story goes on. It narrates the whole history and how he stands up before the Sanhedrin. And they just got furious. They basically take him. They stone him. They kill him. That's kind of an interesting passage to be one that you identify with, or one that the Lord's walked you through, or one that has been an important resource or something you've clinged to or learned from. How come and why?
Well, of course, this is Stephen, and I'm named after Stephen in the Bible. My parents gave me that name as a child, so I'm particularly drawn to that passage because of a namesake. And I've realized over the years that our identity is so important. It's so important for us to recognize our identity. For a time, people called me Steve. After I was born, over the years, they started calling me Steve. And as I started to go through some of my own struggles that we always go through, especially if we're Christian and step towards the light, we are going to go through struggles because the devil is going to come after us. And so as I went through some of those, I realized that I needed to go back to the name of Stephen and to follow the example of Stephen here in the Bible.
And it's interesting, you point out a concept here, what we identify with, and I've heard many people talk about, it's not who we are, it's whose we are. And here your parents had named you after this great individual, this encourager, this strong, godly man who pointed towards Christ, who really died pointing out the Lord Jesus Christ as being God's son. And you began to more and more identify and say, you know, I was named Stephen. I was named after him. I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus, and I want to more strongly or faithfully identify with the Lord Jesus in your work, in your ministry, in your life. Isn't that true?
Absolutely true. And I didn't realize that people will accuse you of being a liar. They'll accuse you of many different things. That's what they did with Stephen. And I think that we can expect that in our Christian walk as we go that direction, that the accuser, who is really the devil, who goes through people, is going to accuse us of being that. And so we have to be strong in who we are and know who we are, because if we aren't, we will fall. So being strong in who God has made us to be and have an identity is very, very important to moving forward in the grace that he wants us to move forward in.
Well, I've seen you be strong and cling to God through trials and tribulations and heartache and various circumstances. You've been our Singing Men director for about 8 years. I think somewhere around 2004 that God literally raised you up through a variety of circumstances, and you've been just a strength for the Singing Men each and every basically Monday night that we gather. There's usually a devotional time, and then you'll facilitate not only the rehearsal but kind conversations, God-honoring praise, or different things that you say and share from your own life, what you're learning. And I've seen you remain faithful and strong and determined to finish well. You know, we're still young. We're in our 50s. But, you know, we have our sights on, you know, Lord, continue to help us stand up for the kingdom and be a godly man. And you've referenced many times during rehearsals an uncle and your parents, just the godly influence they had on leading you to Christ or leading you towards music, towards worship. So take our listeners through some of that narrative of your, if you will, transformational story, your coming to Christ and how you've seen him at work in your life.
My background comes from ministers and teachers. So my grandfather McClary was a minister in the Methodist Church, and then from that came my father, who became a pastor for a while, and also my Uncle Jim, who became a pastor. And then from Uncle Jim came Jimmy McClary, who is now a pastor at the Savoy Methodist Church. So I've kind of come from that lineage, and it's been very strong in our family. And so, you know, I've just kind of followed suit with a lot of the principles that I've learned from them and how they've approached things. And then I've approached things uniquely through the music ministry.
Yeah, and I know so many times you've talked about your family gathering and there being times of singing and worship and sharing. And recently, the Singing Men of GNN, we sang down in Lovington, Illinois at the Lovington United Methodist Church. And it was kind of a little of a homegoing for you. Tell us about that experience.
Well, that's where my grandfather preached over 50 years ago. So my mother also comes from Lovington. They were at the Christian church. So there were many people who knew of my mother and my father and my grandfather when they were there at that time. So some of those people were there.
Now, what was it specifically? Was there a certain day or time where you knew that you knew you were saved, that you recognized you're a sinner needing grace? I mean, your parents were modeling it. You were going to church. You know, you were involved in Sunday school. You were learning the biblical narrative and recognizing this God that loves you. But what was that turning point where it became real, the faith was your own?
Well, there was a revival held at the Sierra Gorda Methodist Church, and may I say that I think it's important that we have revivals for people like me who might want to make that confession. But it was during one of those, I think we had three revivals on a particular week, and I felt the pastor extended an invitation to come up and accept Christ, and you know, I thought I'd kind of grown up into it. Why did I need to do that? But that was kind of my thinking at the time. I was 17 years old at the time. But when he extended the invitation, I felt part of me was being held back. I felt like literally someone was holding me back. And I felt another part of me saying, no, go forward. You need to go forward through this. So I literally had to fight my way through it. But once I did, I went down easily and accepted Christ there when I was 17. And ever since then, it's been a journey of understanding who Jesus really is and what he wants our walk to be like with him. So I just decided to put him in the forefront of where I step each day and to try to make the right steps each day. We're supposed to become the righteousness of God.
Mm-hmm. In case you just tuned in, I have Stephen McClary on the phone with me. He's the director of the Singing Men of GNN. He teaches music in the Arthur area. Very gifted singer, songwriter, artist himself. He's been serving as our director for the Singing Men of GNN for about 8 years and has just been a phenomenal addition and asset to the ministry of Great News Radio. So, Stephen, we so appreciate you. And I was looking at our CD, The Singing Men of GNN, Godly Men, and as I was looking at the back cover, I'm like, oh, yeah, song number 13, Goodbye World Goodbye with Lonnie Medlin and Stephen McClary. So I know this was recorded, you know, some of these songs were a number of years ago, but I thought, hey, I'll just play this as a little introduction so some of the people can hear a little of your voice and a little of some of the songs that we direct and sing, because we're going to be in Cisna Park in a few weeks, and then we're going to talk a little about some of your future vision for the Singing Men of GNN and your personal passion and desire of why you drive up to the Champaign-Urbana Savoy area every Monday, why you invest all the time and energy and effort into this group. group and how you hope God desires to work in and through you in the days ahead. But here's Stephen McCleary directing and singing on Goodbye World, Goodbye. Bring back some memories. You know, you've worked on that song with us for a number of years, and I know we've had a number of different voices and new guys with us, and you continue to kind of fine-tune and recalibrate, and you've really helped our sound improve over the years. Now, I can't remember. That's probably 5 or 6 or 7 years ago that we produced that CD, but I know you're always fine-tuning us, desiring us to strive towards excellence. So maybe in our closing, like 4 or 5 minutes, because there's probably some men tuning in that are thinking, oh, the singing men of GNN, I've seen them at the Virginia Theater. I've seen them sing before, and they're so gifted, and I could never sing with them. Tell them how that they can become a part of our group and what to expect.
Well, first of all, there are many of the men in there who do not read music. And some of them who have just never sung before, who have come in to be a part of this. You know what? I think that God takes us where we're at, and he moves us forward, and that's the way I look at it, too. I think that we just step forward into service where we're at. God doesn't look for the perfect person. I think people stop themselves from serving because they think, I'm not good enough. But God has never asked us to be good enough. God has only asked us to step forward and serve.
Mm-hmm.
That's our only obligation. So that's what I ask for the men, just to step forward from where they're at. So I encourage all men to join us. I feel the men are called to be leaders in this way, servant leaders. And one of the ways you can do that is to join the singing men and to put this music and the Word of God out into our communities. And I think this is an important time to do it. This is a very important time. And as a man, you can step forward as a leader in this group.
Now share some of the ways that you've noticed God at work in the group and the influence it's had in our different singing venues.
Well, I think within the group, I think one of the things I'm so impressed with is that we have a devotional time where the men pray for each other and lift each other up. I you know, it's such a unique thing. I wish I saw it more in the churches, really. I think that it's such a joy to have that be a part of us. And also, there are many different denominations. We really meet as one there. I never felt a division at all. My dad has always said that we were born for this moment and this time, and that we could have been born in any other generation, but we were born for this day and this time. And it's our time, I believe, to step up to the plate and do what we can do to spread the news of who Jesus Christ is and to sing his praises so that all who may hear about Jesus may come to him. That's our calling, and we hope that you will join us in the singing men and be a part of that vision and that calling for today. And then as far as the community, I think that we're supposed to be a voice that it's kind of like the trumpets around Jericho that were blown. God uses music as a way to sound the alarm or sound his voice before he comes. And I think as we send out praises, God steps in behind that. And he wants us to lead with that. And I think this is an opportunity for men to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But men need to make the choice and step up to the plate.
So I'm going to throw the gauntlet down, as they say, Stephen, and encourage men. We meet each and every Monday night at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, beginning at 7 p.m. Guys, come on and join us. It's a great men's fellowship. We have lots of occasions to sing him glory and to meet, and I think you'll be really blessed and encouraged. So this Monday, the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, open invitation to all men that desire to sing and declare the wonders of God. Stephen McClary, our director, and we're going to close out, Stephen, with another Singing Men selection, and I'll encourage our listeners to come out to the Olive Garden restaurant in Champaign anytime between 4:30 and 6:30, as we're going to have a great meet and greet. Stephen McClary will be there along with Scott Waddles and Jim Gunther. They'll sing some selections together, even a few old Elvis favorites. Dr. Phoebe Lanier will sing some gospel selections. Dina Mum will do some poetry reading along with other staff members, Joey Kroll and Nancy Miller, and I'll be there. So come on out to the Olive Garden restaurant between 4:30 and 6:30. Okay, now I know some of you have been waiting for those magical words when I actually announce it's time to call in for the 4 tickets to Shrek. So right now, the 5th caller, so maybe you'll be the 1st and 3rd and 5th caller, but the 5th caller at 217-367-7777 will win 4 tickets to this Thursday night's Broadway series Shrek at the U of I Assembly Hall. It begins at 7:30. We'll have your tickets in an envelope at the Will Call, the outdoor box office right on the west end of the Assembly Hall. So right now, the 5th caller at 217-367-7777 will get 4 tickets. And at this point in the program tonight, when this re-airs, again, the 5th caller will get 4 tickets to this Thursday's Broadway series of Shrek. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio, and I hope to see you at the Olive Garden restaurant between 4:30 and 6:30 for our final Great News Radio meet and greet. Hope to see you. Have a great day. Oh, Lord God.